Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Thursday morning, not quite Friday, just after 6, the 8th day of May. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I still can't get over how yesterday's Supermom game spun out of control.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
I almost text you. It was like 8:30 last night. I was still laughing. And then I said, girl, just you'll see him tomorrow morning.
I'm looking at yesterday's questions and realizing we didn't get to any of them.
How could we?
It stopped at boyfriend, girlfriend that mom never liked. Somehow we ended up talking about, what was her name?
Olivia.
Olivia was Olivia.
No, wasn't it Lish?
No, that Lish was late. Lish was another part
Sorry.
Of the show.
Yesterday was
Lish
wild.
Lish did the 177
right.
second survey.
That's
but
right.
Olivia, regardless, it's she thought we were talking about her mom's boyfriend, which was
just the appetizer.
Super Mom Game. If you missed it, is we get a contestant on, and in theory we get their mom on, and then we ask them potentially embarrassing questions and let them hash it out in real time on the air. Yesterday we couldn't get a hold of Olivia's mom, so we just said fine. Let's just ask you the questions and see. And I thought, okay, we'll just get through it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just do it.
At one point you even said, Michaela, you play the role of the mom. And I was like, all right,
yeah,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, great. Let's just improv game
Never got to it.
It'll be fine. No. Olivia did great on her own.
She did. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so it's just a fun thing to give away some pretty good prizes. Super Mom Game today at 7:10. If your mom is into scents and aromas and candles and diffusers and all that kind of stuff, we have nearly $500 worth of stuff from Aroma Retail. And I realized that, yeah, I don't even have to write questions. We got stuff still left over. It's pretty great. One of the questions will one of the new questions will be, and obviously, somebody, what's the deal with your mom? We've never talked about this.
What do you mean?
Is your mom around?
Yeah, she lives in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you talk to her?
Occasionally.
And by the way, we need a hand signal. If I've gone too far, if I'm asking if I'm asking questions that are a little too much.
No, like open book. She's similar to Michaela. She's a musician. She's a singer.
Uh-huh.
I'm his mother.
Yeah. She lives in Puerto Rico with my grandma, the rest of my family.
She gave birth to you, and thank you for that.
She did, yes.
Yeah. See, So the only reason I just bring it up, just because I didn't know.
No, true.
I wondered if we didn't, if all of us didn't have no mamas.
Ain't no mamas.
Didn't have no mamas in this room. Because my mom left us, but she came by it honestly. My mom smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day and drank about 30 cups of coffee today. So her insides just liquefied and she just, like she had Ebola.
But she lived her life.
No, and she was so ornery that the lung cancer came for her once and she said, no, I'm not ready yet. She beat it.
I could see that being your mother so clearly, like, no, I'm not into it. Can I have another cigarette?
Yeah, because you know
in the
me.
Best way.
Oh, and I am my mother's son.
In the best way.
There's no
way.
Two ways about it. Yeah. I am my mother's son. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she beat it. And then it came forward the second time and said, but what was funny was she thought she just had the flu. And they would snowbird. So they lived in Washington.
Yeah, okay.
In Washington during the summer. And then they'd get out of there once it started raining in the winter and would spend it down in Arizona. And every year she'd come through here, we'd spend a few days. And she was like, I don't know. I've really got the flu.
Ugh.
And they went, no, you don't. She thought she had maybe even pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And they went, no, you don't. The lung cancer came back. And literally 2 weeks. And that was it. But yeah. When I saw her, I didn't know what I was going to see. What a shock. They parked the RV at the Samstown RV park. That's my people.
That's your mama.
That's my people. You know this.
Happy Mother's Day to her.
That's right. And she was down there and she was like, yeah. I said, I'm coming to see you. I didn't know what I was going to walk into. She looked fine.
Mm-hmm.
She literally looked fine.
Dude, it's crazy.
And 2 weeks later, that's it. Got to Arizona, went straight into the hospital. Whatever. Yeah. The reason I bring it up, just a little Mother's Day guilt for you. 22% of people, that's nearly 1 in 4, admitted that they don't call their mom as often as they should.
Mm.
Now, the average, here's what's crazy. The average is once a week, which I would think if you called your mom once a week, that makes you a pretty good kid.
You think?
See, this is where I'm wrong. Once a week, I thought was the benchmark.
Okay.
How often should you call your mom?
I have a good relationship with my dad. I call him, even before circumstances, I would call him like at least once a day.
Yeah, no, we know.
Okay.
No, we know, because you got him. What was the term you used yesterday?
He says stop.
The term that you used that him.
Overbear
me, maybe a little, just
Did
a
I
bit.
Did I say that?
I call him at least once a day. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would be like, that. Listen, I'm disowning you. Stop it.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Katy Perry's bringing the Lifetime's tour to T-Mobile Arena next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Not 48 hours from now, but a week from, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thank you to our friends at Live Nation. We got tickets for you. Aaliyah in Sky Canyon. We might have to swing this back around to relationship rehab later on today, too. Might have to take a second bite of the apple. As you might imagine, Aaliyah says, I'm beyond excited to tell my family that I'm pregnant.
Yay.
Good for you. There's a perfect opportunity to do it this weekend when we're all together to celebrate mom for Mother's Day. By the way, I know you might have heard a second ago that it's going to be like 90, you know, maybe even up towards 100. And you're like, perfect. Let's take the tent. Go out in the park for mom. She loves that. You know, a lot of people do it. I have a big park right by my house.
Uh-huh.
It's flooded every weekend. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, not flooded.
No,
like with
people. I had to think. It was just raining and I was like, wait, does he mean
No. It's overrun with people.
Yeah. Okay.
So this weekend, though, 40 mile an hour winds. That tent.
Woo.
Yeah.
If
you're in Hendo, your tent's ended up in Summerlin. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, don't do it. Anyway, perfect opportunity for Aaliyah in Sky Canyon to bust out the news when everybody's together for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would be cool with it, says Aaliyah. In fact, she would see it as an amazing Mother's Day present.
Yeah.
Of course she would.
Grandma.
I'm worried, says Aaliyah, about my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They just had a baby. And this is their first Mother's Day as parents. I can't help but wonder if we're stepping on their toes by sharing our news on what's shaping up to be their big day. It has taken them many years, multiple miscarriages, and several rounds of IVF to finally have their baby. But if I don't do it now, when? We went through this on this show in a previous iteration of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I would have been married to my wife, I want to say 4 years earlier, maybe three, were it not for a very similar situation.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
702-364-9898.
The first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
God, I feel like this is a bigger conversation than what we have time for. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of, I do too.
Like we might swing this back around again later on this morning at 8.
Cool with that.
Man, I don't know. Aaliyah in Sky Canyon, she's pregnant. Yay.
Yay.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to tell the family this weekend because everybody's going to be together.
Sure.
So tell them for Mother's Day. However, her brother-in-law and her sister-in-law just had a baby and it was a rough go. You know, they had to go through a lot, IVF and miscarriages and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is their first Mother's Day as parents. Are you stepping on toes? Ordinarily, I'd be like, there's plenty of room in the sandbox. Okay. Actually, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Trixie Davis from Sunrise.
Oh, our buddy
Trixie.
What up, Trixie?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
So we kind of went through this on this show, and it was nobody's fault, but our former producer, Davey the Show Killer, was getting married. His sister swooped in, his older sister swooped in and said, "Well, I'm getting married too." And literally stole his thunder. And it was a big deal.
No.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
So I learned the lesson from that. I was ready to ask Amy to marry me. Then JB and Lauren, I don't remember if they were already married or not, but it was then they got married, had a kid, had another kid. Davey had a kid.
Oh, my God.
Like, and it was just all of these things were happening. And so, yeah, I also wanted to make a big deal in our family dynamic, you know.
For sure.
About getting engaged to my wife. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm team. And then she asked, if I don't do it now, when? My answer is, I don't know.
Okay.
Trixie, what say you?
I don't think it's stealing anybody's thunder. I mean, you could schedule another barbecue. I mean, the weather's getting warmer later, but I mean, Mother's Day and you're going to be a mother. I say go for it.
Yeah.
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 Everybody should be happy for you if they love you.
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm just saying I know what happens. I've seen the other side. And yeah. you would think that, and again, that's not to disparage, you know what I mean? That's nothing on Davey, and certainly not anything on JB and Lauren. I don't think they would have cared. I think they would have been fine with it.
Yeah,
we can all play together. I'm just saying that you've got to give. I'm telling you, this brother-in-law and sister-in-law, I don't know them. I don't know anything about them. They're going to be pissed.
I don't know. I will say that Lisa and I had some fertility issues years ago and we were trying. It was very difficult. It was very emotional. Then my sister-in-law got pregnant. It didn't take anything from our experience. Like, we were definitely like, oh, okay. But with this situation, they've also already had the baby. It's not like they're both ready to announce a pregnancy.
Right.
It's like the baby's been here already. The baby's
no,
here already.
No, but this is their first Mother's Day.
Of course. But I think that it's different if it was like the announcement. Like, they've lived in as a mother kind of now for a second. I don't think it takes away from them. I think it's actually very fun and cute. And everyone's going to be like, yeah, we're having a baby for your
And then they're
cousin.
Having a little cousin.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a baby.
It's a big risk.
Yeah.
It's a big risk. It's a big risk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd love to see how this one turns out. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and just watch the faces. Like, if I was videoing, I wouldn't be focused on Aaliyah while she makes her announcement.
Oh,
I wouldn't, I wouldn't be focused on. I'd be focused on that sister-in-law and just watch.
Yeah, just blur that
and
face
just
out.
Watch that sour face. Oh my!
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. I could see this happening here. Somebody in Tennessee called the Chattanooga Zoo the other day because they found a peacock in their backyard.
Oi.
I could see that happening.
Absolutely. I think it did happen to a friend of mine here.
Probably.
Yeah.
The zoo has a bunch of peacocks that roam free. Two of them managed to get past security the day before.
What was security doing? You missed the peacock.
And yeah, what are they sneaking out at lunch?
Yeah.
Like you're in high school. It's like, what are you doing? One of the peacocks was immediately caught. The second one is now back safe and sound because it was in the guy's backyard. And they were like, yeah, we are missing a peacock, I guess. Can I keep him? No.
Bring it back.
Our peacock back. An 18-year-old girl in Texas named Ella Walker had surgery on her spine last month after a trampoline injury. She's okay. But the recovery from the surgery and meant that she would miss her senior prom. You know what happens next? Good feeling stories of the day.
Yeah.
The hospital made sure that that didn't happen. The nurses surprised her with her own prom. They invited her friends, did the same roaring 20s theme that the real prom had. And the doctors even let her take her back brace off for a few photos. She called it the nicest thing anybody's ever done for her. And she was kind of on the fence about what she was going to do when she went to college.
Uh-huh.
And now it has reinforced the idea that she is going to become a nurse.
Listen, it's so sweet, but all I can think about is Regina George and Mean Girls when she gets hit by the bus and then has to go to prom with her head brace. Think about it.
With the
I know. Yes. She can't move her neck. She has this movable body.
I'm a cool mom. Woman in North Carolina trending after a random guy pulls up next to her car and asks, "Hey, what's up with your bumper sticker?" The bumper sticker in question says, "I stop for goats." She thought maybe it was some dude with a fetish, you know what I mean? Actually, turns out he had a bunch of baby goats in the back of his truck.
Stop.
She stops for goats.
Stop.
He has goats. He just wanted to make her day. He's like, "Tell me about the..." She goes, "No, I just love goats." And he goes, "Check this out."
That's amazing. Random. Yeah,
that's all. That's it.
Great.
Yeah, she freaked out. Videos, all that kind of stuff. Viral.
You so get it. Cute.
And good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Is it Friday yet? Oh, God.
Come on. Give us a good
one. Friday night. Although almost as good, you know what time it is, Michaela?
What time?
Do you know what time it is?
What time?
Do you know what time it is? I don't want to say it. Game two is critical, crucial, necessary, do or die. You don't want to go back to Edmonton down 2-0. It's big tonight. This music, till the day I die, will always make my heart just race just a little bit more.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was like, I feel instantly pumped. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. Knights and Oilers tonight. T-Mobile. 6:30. Game two. Down 1-0. Like, you know what? Let's just take the rest of the day off and get ready.
Put your jerseys on.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do.
Let's go.
Get yourself in the right mind frame.
Get your hockey sticks.
Super Mom game coming up in just a moment, and Aroma Retail all in package. Which, by the way, so these are your people, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the scents are phenomenal. They literally, there's one small one I have in my living room. It's our entire house. It's beautiful. It smells delicious.
A scent machine 101. Is that what you have?
Yeah, I do. It's amazing.
Scent machine 101 with 4 ounces of oil. A scent machine travel with 2 ounces of oil. 16-ounce linen spray air freshener. 7-ounce reed diffuser. 4-ounce room spray. And a 10-ounce apothecary candle.
Yes.
The whole thing worth $475. We're giving it to you with the Super Mom game for you to give to your mom. You know what you're doing. Or whatever.
Or maybe your mom.
Yeah, keep this one and buy another one for mom.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Is May... Hey, Adrian.
Yes, sir.
Is May the worst month of the year to be a parent?
Why do they say that?
End of school stress starts an average of 28 days before the school year ends. Sidebar, Your Honor, which is more stressful? End of school or game two of the Golden Knights series? what's more stressful right now? Accurate?
For me, no, because the only stress is figuring out what summer camp. I feel like when Sire's older and it's not necessarily an option, that might be stressful. But for us, it's just what summer camp are we going to send them to?
Yeah.
That's cool.
What's harder, this time of the year or summer? Or the chaos of Christmas vacation?
Nah, Christmas vacation's easy.
It's an easy one for you?
Yeah.
Huh. According to a new poll, the hardest time of the year, a lot of parents actually right now, the lead up to summer, 35% said the end of the school year is harder on them than back to school season is. Around 40% said the same thing about spring, fall, and winter break. Because you don't know what to do with the kids.
True.
Yeah. Right? Isn't that accurate?
Yeah.
That you're like...
Especially if you're working, are you going to get an extra babysitter for a week?
This is where you're blowing it, parents. I'm telling you, and I'm not a parent, but I'm just going to say, looking from the side, you know why? My mom said, don't burn the house down. Don't kill yourself. And then she went to work.
Yeah, dude. Listen, you know who it's stressful for? The eldest kid. Because my nephew is going to have to stay at home this summer and be with my niece because he's old enough. He's the babysitter.
How old's your nephew?
15.
Yeah, see, that's the age to be able to do that.
He's like, I want to go with my friends. And we're like, you have to watch your eight-year-old sister.
I'm not kidding. I was six. I was six. And I got up in the morning and, you know, did whatever.
God.
Yeah. Mom would go to work during the summer. Literally, I'd get up, make a bowl of Frosted Flakes,
aww,
watch TV, and then I'd go out and play.
You were just a little guy.
Yeah, I'd go out and play. Didn't matter. They'd call CPS now. Honest to God, by noon, the cops would have me at freaking Child Haven.
Yeah, dude, it's true.
They would.
But Chet, on the flip side, my son's 6 years old right now, and literally yesterday, because me and him have been watching the Mission Impossible trailers, we're very excited for the new movie that's coming out. Well, yesterday, as we were pulling out of the driveway, you know what Sire did? He jumped out the car and said, Dad, I'm so excited for Mission Impossible. What?
Oh,
excuse
my
me?
God.
I can't leave him by himself. It's going to jump down the steps.
Oh, my God, Sire.
Dun, 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 dun. Like, what is going on?
Not
that is not in the movie
car
at all.
I'm not saying we didn't do stuff. I'm not saying we didn't do stuff, but.
Wait, that's hilarious. Is he okay?
He's fine, little elbow scratch.
Yeah, like how fast were you going?
Well, I mean, we're pulling out the driveway, so 3 miles per hour,
so
five.
Going backwards?
We were going backwards, yeah.
Why did he jump out of the car?
Because he was hyped because of Mission Impossible. Because we saw the trailer like 30 minutes before.
Kids are so crazy.
They're so weird.
So he wanted to do a stunt?
Yeah.
That was just it?
I'm doing like, a Dad, stunt? Let's go.
Did he at least stop, drop, and roll? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, like, he did a little roll. He did a little roll. He did a little Spider-Man pose.
On purpose? Or just from the momentum of the car.
No, because there was no... It probably go 3 miles per hour.
Because the part you never think of... Yeah, but the part you never think of when the car's going backwards is that the door will catch you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You jump out, boom, and you go, damn it, I forgot. I should have waited for the door. If you're going forwards, the door doesn't get you.
Yeah, any stuntman would know that.
Duh.
Doy.
I'll send these notes to Sire.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Listen,
apparently.
He could potentially win an Oscar one day. You got to teach him now if he's going to be jumping
Wouldn't
out of cars.
That'd be funny. How did it all start for you? Well, I was totally inspired by Tom Cruise and Jackie Chan, who at 71 is still doing his own stunts.
Uh-huh.
There's a story about that this morning. And one day, I remember, I was all hyped up about the Mission Impossible movie. Dad was backing out of the driveway. And I jumped out of the car.
That's hysterical.
Thanks for taking me to the movies, Dad.
Yeah.
What?
It's bizarre.
Wild.
And he was okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
No scrapes, nothing?
Well, I mean, mentally we need to check that out, but he's physically okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a big six-year-old. He's a tall kid. He can take it.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Beautiful boy. That's hysterical.
Yeah. All right. Super Mom game coming up in a minute. Nearly $500 worth of stuff from Michaela's best friends at Aroma Retail. So we will need you, and we will hopefully be able to get a hold of your mom, right? So you guys can play together, and then you can win stuff. Super Mom game coming up next. Chet Buchanan Show, almost Friday. Warmer today, like 85 by the time it's all said and done.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Before we get to the Super Mom game, I'm trying to cut down on sugar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just to kind of tighten my game up a little bit.
Yeah, is this a summer decision or just in life?
It's just in life.
Okay.
I get the wildest cravings for an icy cold Coca-Cola. The reason why I bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola is number one, and it's not even close in the whole soft drink game.
Yes.
Do you know who's number two?
Diet Coke.
Coca-Cola and associated
okay,
Coca-Cola products.
Okay. I see how
do you know,
that
And
was.
Then do you know who's number two?
I do not.
If you had to guess?
Don't want to. Just try. Got it wrong.
Want you to.
God.
You can't think of another one, can you?
I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I was like, Diet Coke is so obvious.
The obvious answer would be Pepsi. No, Pepsi just fell to fourth.
Whoa.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, they were like
rivals.
I know.
You're giving me the look.
Well, because Coke is also Dr. Pepper No, Coke.
Separate.
Dr. Pepper is separate. Dr. Pepper over Pepsi? What's the...
Dr. Pepper number two.
Okay, I would have said Dr. Pepper because that's my favorite, but then I got nervous. I thought it was under the Coke umbrella.
There are two kinds of people in this world. People who love Dr. Pepper.
Love.
And people who absolutely can't stand it. And I'm I'm the latter.
Stop it.
Much love. No, much love. And I appreciate, because I know it's big in Texas and whatever. I just can't do it. Dr. Pepper and cilantro. I'm out.
The way you crave those icy cold Coca-Colas,
yeah.
I crave Fountain Diet Dr. Peppers.
Wow.
Honestly, from Terribles, that's where I go. I get it twice a week. I love it.
Just moving into third, Sprite.
Okay.
Because, over Pepsi?
Oh, I know.
What is happening? I know.
Sprite did a big marketing campaign and brought back their Obey Your Thirst and all that.
Yeah.
And leaned heavy into hip hop and the NBA. And that's how up to number three.
I need you to understand. I would die for cherry Pepsi, Chet.
I hear you.
Whoa.
I grew up in a Pepsi household.
And now with
Toy Drive and everything else, I've become a Coca-Cola guy.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Pepsi. Sorry.
No, it is a little shocking. It's sort of like the Bloods and the Crips, the Coke and the Pepsi vibes. They were always against each other, and now they're gone.
Oh, that's right. I lived through the Cola Wars.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Super Mom Game. Who is our contestant?
Why would you say that?
We have Bethany Leach from Alliance.
I survived the Cola Wars.
Oh, I lived Bethany, a town.
Bethany, did you live through the Cola Wars?
I did, yeah.
The 80s?
Way to go.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
You're a survivor.
What side are you on that one? Pepsi or Coke?
I'm on Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
I hear you. What is your mom's name?
Chrissy.
And she's in Sacramento?
No, she lives here in Vegas, but she's from Sacramento.
Oh,
yeah.
Got the Sacramento phone number. I love it.
Yeah.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. How about you?
I'm terrific.
Happy Mother's Day coming
Mama's
up.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks so much.
Do you believe that do you believe that Bethany calls you enough, Chrissy?
I do, yeah. She communicates regularly, yes. Okay. We work together, too.
Good Lord.
Is it possible that that you talk to her too much?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Too much.
Just double checking. These, by the way, these questions are they start out easy today.
Yeah.
I may have to dig a little deeper as we go along here. Chrissy, if you had to choose one, which one of Bethany's friends was the most trouble when she was growing up?
Okay, so this is a little tricky, but I would say Angela.
Yeah. What sort of trouble did you and Angela get into, Bethany?
Bad things. Yeah.
How bad? Say it out loud. Statute of limitations has already passed.
we had our partying time, that's for sure.
were you drinkers or smokers?
All of the above.
boys involved too?
Yeah.
Any other questions you want me to ask, Chrissy? Because I think I've got her answer. I think I've got her opening up right now. Anything else you want to know?
You know what?
I love this question for Super Mom Game. Chrissy, is there anything that you always suspected but you were never sure about, never quite sure about, that you would like to clear up right now?
I feel like Bethany is an open book, and she has just been very open about everything. So I can't even think of anything that she would hold back on.
What was the worst thing she ever did growing up?
let's see. I don't know if I want to say, actually.
Okay, well, give me the third worst. If you can't say the worst one, give me the third worst.
Yeah, her mom is protecting her.
Maybe she may or may not have bumped her dad's truck in the drive-thru at Taco Bell.
What else is there that the dad doesn't know about but you do?
Oh, man. Oh. What would he not know about? Man, I don't know. I feel like she's just an open book. I feel like we know everything, yeah.
Yeah, let's flip this around. Bethany, do they know everything?
Yes.
Yeah, they really do.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great, dude.
Just owned up to it. Just doesn't matter. Chrissy, what was the best gift that Bethany ever gave you for Mother's Day?
My grandchildren. Well, it wasn't on Mother's Day, but yeah, my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay, but for real, best Mother's Day gift. And just what's the first, when I say what was the best Mother's Day gift she ever gave you, literally a gift, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Hand turkey?
Michael Kors purse. No.
Oh,
Michael Kors purse.
I love them, Chet.
I'll tell you what, my mom will tell you what if she were still around, because she saved this stupid thing forever. In second grade, they had us make spoon holders for the stove.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Where you trace your hand in the clay,
uh-huh,
and then you paint it. And they fired it. They fired it in the kiln, which was such a big deal. Ooh, they're gonna fire it in the kiln. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You write your name in it with the toothpick and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom kept that stupid thing. Two of the fingers broke off. She kept that stupid thing until the day she died.
Oh my God. All that was left was the middle finger. All that was left was the middle finger.
Well, that would be poetic, wouldn't it? That would make a lot of sense.
Just kidding. That's so cute.
All right. Well, Chrissy, enjoy your Aroma Retail all-in package with your Scent Machine 101 and a bunch of oils, Scent Machine Travel, a 16-ounce linen spray, air freshener, a 7-ounce reed diffuser, a 4-ounce room spray, and a 10-ounce apothecary candle. Michaela knows way more about this stuff than I do. Is this cool?
Oh, you were perfect. Yeah, you did great. Also,
God, I didn't even know there was a prize. I was just doing it because it was fun.
Okay, now that you know there's a prize, what's the worst thing that Bethany ever did? Answer me!
Oh, no, man. She's a good girl. She really is.
Sounds like it.
I know.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks so much.
Super Mom, yay!
Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
You already know what's next if you listen to this show with any regularity. It's the 177 second survey coming up in just moments. Benson Boone tickets, win them before you can buy them. They go on sale tomorrow for the American Heart North America Tour. That's coming in September to T-Mobile Arena. Courtesy of our friends at AEG Presents, we'll give you tickets before you can buy them.
Yes.
We're just going to need, we're going to need 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes of your time for the 177-second survey. Three questions, maybe. Michaela, on your driver's license, you know that they ask you what your weight is on your on your driver's license? And yes. I don't need to know.
Yes.
How close to the weight that's on your driver's license are you actually?
Shit, I've never been close to that weight or that height. I've been lying for years. There's probably a...
Does it say that you're taller or shorter?
Taller.
Does it say that you weigh more or less?
I weigh 5 pounds.
More or less?
No, I literally weigh 5 pounds. Might as well say that.
Seriously.
Less. Yeah, less.
You're five light from what it says?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, although for you...
It fluctuates.
Because you want to put weight on.
Let me be honest. I got very skinny taking care of my stepmom. It's very obvious. But normally, I'm about 10 to 15 pounds off my driver's license weight less. So yeah. I lie and say I'm skinnier.
It's the funniest thing. Why do we feel the need to lie on our driver's license?
Because I want to be 6'5".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How close is your weight to what's on your license?
That's my answer.
No, how much?
About 20 or 50 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. I love that.
What about you?
Strangely enough, I'm within 5. Although when I did it, I was a lot heavier. And so it says 210 on my license. I'm not afraid to say. Mm-hmm. It says 210. That was an ideal weight. And now 210's like, I gotta pull it together.
Although,
No, I'd like to. I'd like. Ideally, I'd like to be 195. I doubt I'll ever be there.
Why don't you just put on your license? It feels like you manifested your weight. Now just move down to 195. In a couple of years, you'll get there.
I just renewed my license. Mm-hmm. Not long ago. In fact, I did it early because my birthday's in June and it's up this year.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
But I was so freaked out because everybody's losing their minds over this real ID thing.
Oh, I know.
Which my wife and I did this years ago. When they first came out with it. It was the last time that we renewed. Or when they first said to do real ID, we just went, okay. Mm-hmm. And they sent us the real ID. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now everybody's waiting until the last second. I've got a trip. Y'all yell at me for showing up at the airport at the last minute. But, you know, I got the rest of my game straight.
Period.
I don't even worry about it. All right, 177-second survey. Benson Boone, win him before you can buy him tickets. All of that next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I should probably quickly tell you that the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by WSS, the largest selection of the top name brands and styles at prices that you will love. Shop in-store or online at shopwss.com. WSS, best value always. Also brought to you by the 8th District Judicial Court. What do they got to do with it? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you would like to make a meaningful difference in your community, you can positively impact the life and future of a foster child. How? By volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. They call it CASA. So if you want to be involved, visit CASALasVegas.org.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
What do you, wait.
What?
I have no idea what I was thought I was just going to ask you right there.
That's okay.
I was going into some sort of question.
Uh-huh.
No idea what it was.
Okay.
What I really wanted to say was, what do you think about sliding in a 177-second survey right now?
I would love
more. That's really the question.
I'm supporting you 100% on that.
And I you. We're here together on this.
Yes, we are.
You know, yeah.
That's right.
On the idea of the 177.
In life, Chet.
The 177, as the kids call it.
Whatever comes our way, I've got you.
Oh, you know what? You know what the question I was going to ask you?
What?
I know we would all say yes to the general question
mm-hmm.
of, would you be willing to donate an organ to a family member that needed it?
Yeah.
If they asked you for an organ, I need a kidney.
Yeah, I would.
Give them a kidney.
Yeah, I got two. I'll give you one.
Would you give them a foot?
Chet, what is wrong with you?
I don't know why that's funny to me. Hey, I need your foot. Well, don't they have technology? A human one's a lot better. If somebody asked you for a foot transplant, would you give them a foot?
I need it.
You gotta have one of the, you know, a prosthetic. They need your foot. Would you give them a foot?
No, we would negotiate the prosthetic. I need my foot. I love my family.
So that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, because I need my foot.
Okay.
I can live with one kidney.
Let's negotiate.
All right.
Would you give him a finger?
The middle finger. I would.
You give me a finger right now. I'll give you a finger right now.
Yeah, I give him a finger.
Which one? Pinky?
What's the one that's less used?
Yeah, that's least used.
The ring finger?
Ring finger? Finger all day.
Yep. Get out of here. Okay, you could have that one.
Would you do it John Wick style?
What? Remember one sip of that Coca-Cola?
Remember the third? Yeah, that's probably what did it.
I'm very into it, by the way. I'm not criticizing. I like this personality.
The sugar in the morning. No, but would you do it John Wick style? I'm literally making this up as I go along.
No, I love it.
Can
What's the John Wick style? Do they cut it off and hand it over? Is it like the mobster?
Yeah, and then they like cauterized it with a poker.
Yeah, I just watched Goodfellas last night.
With a white hot poker.
Yeah.
Oh, do they do that in that movie too?
They do it in Casino for sure. Remember when they take the guy down for playing cards wrong? And then Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
Sam
they
Mace.
Took the hammer to him.
Yeah, they did. I don't think in Goodfellas. I mean, it sounds a little painful to do it the John Wick style, but.
But would you?
I mean, if
your dad needed it.
Listen, he's on my last nerve this morning, but
okay.
Yes, I will.
Because ordinarily, that's the way to get to you. Is, all right. 702-364-9898. I don't know that we're going to get into all that, but maybe. Your 177-second survey for win them before you can buy them Benson Boone tickets happens for caller number 25 right this second.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I just realized I have a lot of questions this morning.
Good.
We need answers. That's why we have a 177-second survey. Adrian, who's on the phone?
Oh, we got Tanya Esqueda from North Las Vegas.
Well, hello, Tanya Esqueda.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Your 177-second survey starts right now. Wait a minute. These folks called U.S. News and World Report do a study every year that rank all 50 states based on everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure and the economy. Do we believe that for the third year in a row, Utah is the number one? Is it the best state in America, Utah?
I don't know. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. The best?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Las Vegas is the best.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Besides Nevada, who's best?
I mean, I've never been to Utah, so I can't say. But, like, I love Hawaii. Love New York.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to take those out for Utah. You're like, I don't like to go to Hawaii because I have to go to Utah.
No, I can't wait.
I'm going to Utah this weekend.
Hawaii's great. No, Hawaii's great. Can't wait to get back to Utah.
Yeah, it doesn't even ring right.
I don't know.
Got to get to that Utah.
All right. No. Okay, let's get down to it. Tanya, are you turning left or right? Are you turning left or right?
No, I have my emergency lights on. I was taking my daughter to school.
And you pulled over?
Yeah.
Safety first.
Love her.
Is your daughter in the car?
Yeah, she heard Benson Boone and she started screaming.
Okay. Hi.
Well, you're going to be really happy. What's your daughter's name?
Camila,
you're going to be really happy here in just a second. I'm just telling you.
Cutie.
Tanya, would you donate an organ for a loved one?
I would, yeah.
By the way, 3 out of 5 say they would not.
Really?
Yeah. If you ask people Dang. With other people around,
you say,
you know, like we're all, you know, right now on the radio,
uh-huh.
We're all like, oh, yeah, sure mm-hmm. I would. Mm-hmm. But then you ask him in private.
Alone.
How far would it go? Would you give somebody a foot?
Oh, no.
I know.
That's where it ends.
Agreed.
Kidney, yes. Lung?
Yeah.
Lung, maybe?
Maybe, but kidney, yes.
How far does it go? Would you give a kidney to a cousin?
Yeah, I would.
Are you tight with your cousins?
Yeah, really tight with my cousins.
Love that.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Michaela, would you give a kidney to a cousin?
Yeah. They're probably listening. They're police officers. So, yes, I would.
Yeah, they'll just come and take it.
Uh-huh. Got a speeding ticket. Take it away.
How close to your height on your driver's license are you actually, Tanya?
Pretty spot on.
Yeah? How about your weight?
Oh, no. Okay. I haven't updated it in a while.
Same, sis.
Are you heavier or lighter than what it says on your license?
Oh, heavier. I took my picture when I was 18, and I'm 27 now.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
It happens to everyone. What were you mouthing, Adrian? You were mouthing something at me a second ago.
Oh, dangerous question, but God bless.
Listen, I'm not getting into anybody's business. I didn't ask for actual numbers. I just asked for, you know, generalities.
Mm-hmm. Bless.
And I'll soften it. I'm definitely lighter on my license. Always have been, always will. I lie.
Does that soften it? Because honestly, right now, I hate you.
Yeah. I lie. Lie like the devil. It's actually the only thing I lie about.
Oh, no. Oh, you're lighter on your license.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we all are.
Yeah.
Maybe. Last question. You're a mom. What do you really want for Mother's Day?
To be with my kids and just feel loved by my family.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody wants. So if they didn't get you any presents, if they just went, okay, this is it, happy Mother's Day, here I am. What's your daughter's name again?
Camila.
If Camila went, here I am, Mom. I'm your present. You'd be okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, she's already told me. She's like, Mom, I have something at school that we're making for you, and I can't wait to give it to you. And I feel like that just makes me happy.
Oh, my God.
Bingo. That is, well, hang on 1 second so we can get all your information for your Benson Boone tickets. Congratulations. Nice job, Camila.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to our buddies at AEG Presents.
Thank you.
Aww. Have a great day at school, baby.
Have fun.
Thank you for letting Mommy pull over so we could play stupid games so you could have Benson Boone tickets. Hang on 1 second. Coming up next, that's with Relationship Rehab today. I'll just give you the subject line. I didn't even have to write this one.
Okay.
It's not my kid. So what's the big deal with Mother's Day? I actually lived this at one point in my life. Portions of this.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, this is deeply layered.
Okay.
Co-parenting issues and whatnot.
Oof.
All of it with Relationship Rehab coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8 o'clock, well, 8:05. 8:05. Okay. Close enough. Close enough. Almost Friday. It's Thursday, 8th day of May, 2025. You know what time it is. Dude, it's important.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, and has there ever been a better day? Play hooky and go to Toshiba Plaza early. Go hang out. 80-something this afternoon. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Tie your sweatshirt around your waist because you know it's cold in there when you go in.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice outside, but then it's cold inside. You know, because ice. Buddy, I'm not going to rat out who it was. It was not my wife. She knows better than this. A friend of ours one time, though, was like, why is it always so cold at night's games?
Oh, my God.
Maybe the ice? Just saying.
Uh-huh.
Possible that that's
I
why.
I feel like I would say that.
Why
I
it's
get it.
Chilly. It's chilly, and they got to keep it chilly.
Uh-huh.
Why do they have it so cold in here? Could be the ice. Golden Knights in Edmonton. Knights are down 1-0 in the series. Don't want to go down 2-0. It's really bad. Because then you got to go back to Edmonton and you're already down 2-0.
Yeah,
and then
dude.
Then it's grim. It's not good. So see what happens tonight. Relationship rehab. Now we have a... Adrian, we need a ruling. We were fired up about first pick earlier this morning, and we said we might carry it over. However, the story that, as you may have heard a moment ago, Eric in West Hendo has a Mother's Day specific issue. Tomorrow will not be too late. However, Fancy Pants over here has to do a command performance at some influencer's wedding. It's the greatest thing.
Boca Raton.
It's the greatest thing.
Home.
Yeah, she has like, oh, the fuck home. Bah,
home.
Rock on home.
A little quick day trip to Boca, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have enough, literally, I
do you have enough
right
time
back.
To touch up that spray tan before you go?
Girl, you know it. Hello. I'd be late before I went to a wedding
kidding?
In Boca Raton without a spray tan. I will tell you that with the humidity, you will absolutely be off by the end of the wedding. I'll look a different ethnicity with curly hair again, but I will show up looking...
Bratstall.
Yes. I'll leave looking like Monsters, Inc.
Extra spray tan. Hair out to here.
Chin all frozen.
The frizzy hair, yeah.
Myself.
Oh, yeah. Get the Justin Timberlake wow. Botox treatment.
Lisa is so lucky to have me, Marat.
If, as is Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Joey.
If you missed the story yesterday, and it's on our socials, Michaela got Botox because she was doing a big gig when Justin Timberlake had his golf tournament, which is basically an excuse for a boys' golf trip.
Yeah, dude. For
in
sure.
In Vegas. Yeah. And... So they were having Michaela sing, so she wanted to, you know, put her best foot forward and chin.
Clearly.
Best face yeah, forward.
Want to look the part.
And they put the Botox in her chin, and it was like she had had a, it was like she had gotten a crown.
A lobotomy. I was like,
and so she's like drooling all over Justin Timberlake.
They're like, you really like him. I was like, yep, I do. It's even more embarrassing to say what happened. So I was like, yeah, I love him.
Wouldn't that be overly creepy if that's what the reaction was? I love him so much. I can't keep the spit in my mouth.
I can't say that it wasn't the reaction. I mean, I couldn't.
I get it.
I couldn't defend myself. I'm just up there drooling. Psycho.
Is this the part where I make the joke that Justin Timberlake asked if you had any more drugs? Is this where I make that joke? I'm not sure. Let me know when it's time. Just give me a signal. So we have to decide, because the fancy one over here, leaving us again to go off to.
Let's help the Mother's Day situation out.
So we're not. Well, because they're all kind of Mother's Day, so we're going to not do the one that we did for first pick again.
Can we save that one for tomorrow?
For tomorrow's relationship rehab?
Yeah.
Well, that makes my life easier.
Okay.
There it is. Then we'll do it like that.
Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll do that. So we'll go here. Eric and Wes Anderson. It's kind of long, so stick with me here. I've been having some issues co-parenting, or lack thereof, and I was hoping y'all could help. And that's really only half the issue, says Eric. I've been with my girlfriend for 7 years now. She has a 9-year-old son. The kid's dad and my girlfriend were really only long enough to make the baby. You know, they were only together long enough.
Sure.
Where they had it. And he never left their hometown in Utah, so he's not super involved. He literally wrote that with like 6 U's. He's not super involved. My girlfriend's son and I get along super well, and I have done a lot for him. I take him to school every day. I buy him things that he needs. I hang out with him very frequently. Recently, however, he's had a few outbursts, or what I call tough moments, and I've felt the need to, and he does this in quotes, parent him and set some boundaries. The non-existent dad told my girlfriend, well, he's got to be somewhat existent. You know what I mean? Because obviously the mom and the dad are talking.
Yeah.
His dad told my girlfriend that I, under no circumstances, can parent their son and that I shouldn't reprimand him. He's at my house a lot of the time, and that seems almost impossible to just let him do whatever he wants. I've tried to talk to my girlfriend about this. We even broke up because of it at one point. Things are cool now, but I'm still just pretty much limited to ratting out the kid if he does something. Right? Can't do anything on your own. Just got to tell mom.
Yeah.
It's a bit emasculating in my own house. On top of everything else, she, for the first time ever, is asking what I'm going to do for her for Mother's Day. Usually the kid makes a card or a hand turkey or whatever arts and crafts project. I'm appreciative that he made the hand turkey
reference.
Love it. Because you know I love the hand turkey reference.
Yeah, we all know what it is.
Usually the kid makes her a card or a hand turkey or whatever arts and crafts project they do in school. So I really don't get it. I don't get to be a full partner in the parenting, but I'm supposed to celebrate Mother's Day and do something for the mother of someone else's kid? The world is a funny place, man, says Eric in West Henderson. So it's two parts. What do you do about the kid who practically lives in your own house, but you're not allowed to say anything? I believe that is misreading this?
No.
That we've got two things to work with here?
Yep.
A, what about that? B, is it Eric's responsibility to handle the Mother's Day duties? I learned this lesson. So I don't mean to tip my cards at all.
Oh, yeah, you kind of. Mm-hmm.
But I learned that I did. I learned this lesson at a long time ago, 20 years ago. I learned this lesson as a new, I wasn't even a stepdad yet. I wasn't even, but I learned. 702-364-9898. Let's do Katy Perry tickets right now for you for Relationship Rehab. It always just makes me laugh when we play this song around Relationship Rehab, because it's like,
it's so true.
It almost seems like we're trying to make a joke, but no. Here's Anxiety. And call now and good luck. It's Relationship Rehab.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Eric's in a bit of a bind. There, he's been with his girlfriend for 7 years now. They have a 9-year-old son, or she has a 9-year-old son. Kid's dad and the girlfriend were never really together, and he never left the hometown in Utah, so he's not super involved. I'm assuming it's visitation every once in a while, but primarily with Eric and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they've been together for 7 years now, so. Yes, they're living together, right?
Yeah.
Stands to reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to assume, but I'm...
But I will.
But I'm gonna. Yeah, I was like, but I'm gonna.
But let's try.
There have been tough moments, and Eric's tried to step in. The dad's trying to flex parental rights a little bit, and he's going, no, this guy doesn't parent my son. Eric is like, hey, he's at my house a lot of the time, and it seems almost impossible. The girlfriend has backed the baby daddy's play, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
They broke up about it, even, at one point. He says, things are cool now, but I'm still just pretty much limited to ratting out the kid if he does something. It's a bit emasculating. On top of everything else, she's like, hey, what are you going to do for me for Mother's Day? What are you going to do, Eric? So he's kind of... He's wondering what his responsibilities are here. What'd you say, Krista?
Yes.
All right. We'll start with Krista. Hey, Krista, we're starting with you.
Hey.
Hey.
I think that... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're jumping right in. Go.
I was going to say, I think that we need to consider the kid's perspective in this situation. And Mother's Day is really about the kid being able to, like, respect and show appreciation for the mother. So if the dad isn't doing anything to help the kid recognize the mother, then the stepdad should be doing something. I think he should also set boundaries and say, like, hey, if I'm going to be involved, if I'm going to be here, I get to have an opinion in the relationship.
And it sounds...
Without breaking the kid.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you've got to decide, like anything in life, you've got to decide how far you're going to go. How far are you willing to take this? And then just know...
Right.
Just know that whatever, however far you're willing to take it, that might be, you can't just go in there. You just can't go in there not without a plan. You know what I mean? Because if you think you're just going to play it by ear, you're going to get caught off guard. And if this is a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's interesting about asking the kid, what do you think we should do for your mom?
Yeah,
that'd be a good
so
way.
Important.
Be a solid bond.
Totally. That was not a perspective I was going to take. And then when she said it, I was like, "Oh my god, duh."
What were you
going
to say?
I'm on the fence because I agree with the guy. Like, if you don't get a chance to parent, be a part of that experience, it is kind of like, why would I? How do I do something for the mom? I was on the fence. I was conflicted, but I feel like this is a great answer. Like, ask the kid.
And then see if you can make that work. What do you think we ought to do for her? Okay. And then make that you're bonding with him. I don't listen.
But you did this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know your perspective because you actually lived it.
Okay. I had a similar feeling on it, and we weren't married yet. I don't know if I'd moved in, because I was living in an apartment when I met my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was in an apartment here. She had a house, so I ended up moving in there, yada, yada. But Mother's Day came around, and I was like, it's not my kids.
Yeah.
I really thought I was being respectful of the dads.
Right.
Because I was careful about that. It ended up being she was hurt that I didn't do anything for her. You know what I mean? That I wasn't thinking about her. Now, whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, that's how she felt. And I was like, oh, yeah, I should have maybe done something just to honor her as a mother.
Yeah. Yes.
That also could have been horribly narcissistic. I don't know on her part. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed to make sense. So what she's asking Eric, she's asking him to step up. She's trying to bond. She's trying to navigate this as well. My first blush thought is he's got to, don't you think here, Krista, that he's got to enforce home court advantage?
Mm-hmm.
It is his house, right?
Yes. And I think he should be involved in all of it, but he needs to have conversations and he needs to come from a place of, look, the kid is what matters and this is what's important. And they all just need to collaborate and set some boundaries. And
I love
step
it.
Up.
It smells like baby daddy is, this is a, it's a total control play.
Mm-hmm.
It's total control play. They don't have a relationship. The mom and the dad, mm-hmm. that much. It sounds like they talk, but who knows how much. But whatever it is, this is a power play on her.
Yeah.
I agree. Yep. And that's where the boundaries need to come in. It's like, look, if you're not going to be involved, then you're not involved.
Totally. Yeah. I fully agree with this.
Adrian, you're the dad of the show.
I think that this baby daddy's has way too much leverage. From what this email said, only 2 years, you don't even live in the state. Like, whatever. You can say whatever you want on the phone, but the minute you hang up, like, that's done. Especially, we're talking 7 years into this relationship, and the guy in his home as a partner raising this kid?
Mm-hmm.
No, he needs to play dad. For the benefit of the child to have a father in his life, that's his role, and you're limiting him because some guy who's non-existent at best, 5 or 10% involvement at best. Like it's way too much stock into what his opinion is.
And reaching a critical age.
Yeah, a critical.
Reaching
checks.
A critical age, and so if you're gonna take, if you're gonna take Eric's manhood, dare I say,
mm-hmm.
if you're gonna take Eric's manhood away, this kid's gonna exploit that. Real soon. You can't do anything to me. You're not my dad. Yeah, that ain't gonna, it's just not gonna fly.
Honestly, just with the experience that I've had, I feel like when you emasculate somebody, you really take so much away from the confidence and the trust and the bond. Like, it's just an awful thing anyway. Like, it's affecting, I'm sure, the parents' relationship too. Like, it's just too much.
How, congratulations, Eric's girlfriend. You must be hot.
I was like, wait a minute.
If he's putting up with all of this, she must be incredible.
You go,
that's
girl.
Amazing. Krista, have a great time at Katy Perry.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And by the way, thanks for blowing our minds. That was
killed it.
You're right. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of way good that can come out of bringing the kid into the mix.
Absolutely.
On a lot of levels.
And way to make the kid feel important. Like, now he's special. He's got something to say. He matters.
Yeah. And the bond. Yeah. And see, and then the power shifts back to Eric. Because now he's, mm-hmm. because he was taken out of the game. You can't. And if the kid knows that Eric can't touch him, you know what? Not touch, literally. But I mean, figuratively, if the kid knows, if the kid knows that he's off limits to Eric, as far as who mm-hmm. who runs the joint, this gives Eric more of that power back.
Totally.
Great stuff. Krista.
Agreed.
All right. Yeah, earned those tickets.
All right. Good. Nice job, everybody. Relationship Rehab. Only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this is what we've got to do. You know how we get up in other people's business with the Supermom game?
Of course.
And ask questions that might be a little uncomfortable.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, people give us the answers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? People have been very open this week.
I don't know what happened this week, but I just want listeners to know Me and Chet talked about it on the way walking to our car yesterday. Yeah. We are so obsessed with you. We love an authentic king and queen, and you're weird is what we're into. I loved it.
Or listen, yeah, listeners have been really great.
You guys are amazing.
This week.
I'm obsessed with you little weirdos.
We have to. By the way, Michaela used the terms authentic king and queen. Here's what we need. We need to do a bit called Ask the Grandparents and get into the ultimate goal would be to get them basically to trash their kids' parenting.
Oh my,
you know what I mean?
That's hysterical. That would be
to get their real thoughts, not trash.
Yeah.
To get their real thoughts.
Just don't do it around the holidays or
trash.
We might be breaking up some holiday dinners.
Great. No, even better.
Oh, good. Okay.
Give them some to talk about. Give them some to talk about at the family dinner.
Some people bring their families together. Here on the Chet Buchanan Show, we tear them apart.
Here's what brought this up. Apparently, 1 in 5 grandparents do not approve nor like their grandchild's name. Names in particular that were mentioned: Aurora, Charlotte. What's wrong with Charlotte?
Yeah, cute. Aurora, so cute.
Weird to spell.
Charlotte's Web? No.
Yeah.
Charlotte's easy. Unless you spell it weird.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hate the spellings.
They don't like Aurora. They don't like Charlotte. They don't like Elijah. They don't like Finn. They don't like Finn. I don't know. Dude, you're asking me questions I don't have the answer to.
I know.
But they don't like Finn.
Right.
You know why? Because now there's a lot of Finns. There's a lot of Finns.
Is there?
Yeah. It's.
I don't know.
They don't like the name Jack. There were a bunch of Jacks after people had Titanic babies.
True.
They went to see Titanic, got them all horned up, and then they, you know. Then they made babies and they named them. Is that also why? Is Finn a movie character?
No, I only know one Finn.
I don't know any.
I know two people.
Chet, who?
That have Finns.
Who do you know that's
I'm just going to say they're. It doesn't shock you that they named it. And then there's another one that's different. So I know three Finns. Jack, they don't like Jack. They don't like Lindsay either with EY or AY.
Oh my God.
For whatever reason. 28%, so that's almost a third, think that their grandchild's name is ugly.
Oh my God.
17% think it's too weird. 11% say it's too old fashioned.
I will say my grandma wants my name to be Nicole desperately.
Yeah. How did Mikalah come about?
Well, the thing is, my dad is half Italian, half Russian Jewish. So they wanted to give me a Hebrew name. So they gave me a name. The H is silent. It was a very tough time in school.
Does anybody ever spell it right on the first go?
Never. Never in my years of living.
And what did they used to call you in school? What was the name? You said it was a tough time in school.
Oh, Mika. Well, because they couldn't say it. Like, the teachers couldn't say it. So then we just went with Mika.
It was Mika. I'll bet it was Mika.
Mikalayla. Like, it was things. Ashley. I mean, just Michaela. Anything. Literally just not my name. Michaela. Anyone's name. Mikala.
It was a Key and Peele bit. Wave. Oh, we going to mess around? Chuck Wellen? Oh, okay.
Three. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock, not Friday yet, but we're getting there. Thursday, the 8th day of May, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Golden Knights game number 2 tonight in the Fortress. Go Knights, go. Gotta have it.
Go Knights, go.
Oh, and then, and all the hockey, you know, experts, blah, blah, blah. After Edmonton won game 1 on Tuesday, now they're like, oh, look out. They woke up. The Edmonton Oilers woke up. Now we think they're going to win the Stanley Cup. And it's like,
listen, I'm going to be honest. Hockey expert is what you are to me. If you didn't talk about it, I wouldn't know what was going on. So thank you for that.
Hockey consumer. I don't know that I'm an expert.
I'd say.
Although that's probably what, because isn't that usually how you know somebody who knows what they're talking about? Because they go, yeah, I don't know that much.
Yeah, that's how you can trust them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right.
I know nothing. You know everything.
I just adore this story. I have no idea why, But fast food has kind of been leading the charge on AI, actually putting it into, you know, like we're going to have AI do stuff. Right? Think about it. Do you eat fast food?
Wait, ever? I do, but I feel like I don't understand. AI is going to make the fast food?
Yes. Okay, let me go through
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
There's a new report out on AI at fast food drive-thrus. Uh-huh. So they've been using it to do the job.
Wow.
Right? Take the orders. They're working into, you know, getting it to make the meals.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They found that the new report found that AI-powered interactions provide A, faster service, B, improved efficiency, and C, customer satisfaction. Really? Because it looked at a bunch of different things that, you know, voice ordering, mobile ordering for pickup, the kiosks and whatnot, because that's a form of AI.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
However, what they did find is that nearly 1 in 4 times that they used the AI voice ordering system, that got your order wrong. And a real human had to step in and make sure that the order was right.
Good. I love it.
Which kind of sounds just like normal.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I took my niece to a fast food place and we used the kiosk. She thought it was so cool. So yes, I do know the AI, but it was weird.
So people do like the kiosk. It's funny. They give it, strangely enough, they asked in the survey about friendliness. So, of course, people are going to give it a low grade because the kiosk is not friendly.
Yeah.
But don't you kind of know what you're in for? Like at Costco, I can get my hot dog, my slice of pizza, my sundae. I don't have to talk to a single human being. I walk up, punch the thing in.
Yeah.
They call my number. I grab my stuff. I bail.
Yeah, babe, you're not going to get a friend. You're getting efficiency.
Or if they call the number and somebody doesn't step up quick enough, I just grab their stuff and bail. It's all good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
If we need another argument for you not just handing your kid your phone and just not paying attention,
mm-hmm.
Here it is. A woman in Kentucky named Holly. This story's making the rounds right now because we all need to hear it. A woman in Kentucky named Holly says that her second grader accidentally, on purpose, ordered 30 cases of Dum Dums.
Oh my God.
On Amazon.
I saw this.
Each case has, did you hear the sheer numbers?
No.
Each case has 2,340 Dum Dums in it, which means that she was getting more than 70,000 Dum Dums, the suckers.
Oh my.
For, yeah. You know?
Yes.
For nearly $4,000.
Oh my God.
She called Amazon. Now, stories vary how. You know, you'll read some places where it's like, oh, no, Amazon's taking care of it.
No. What are they doing about it?
She contacted Amazon. And listen, you know, we got nothing but love for Amazon.
Of course.
Tons of Amazon workers here in the Valley. They've changed the game up there, up by Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just reporting. She contacted Amazon as soon as she realized what had happened. Initially, they were chill. A rep said, just refuse the delivery. We'll give you your money back. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The driver came, didn't knock, and just stacked up all the cases on her porch. So once they were delivered, Amazon said, we can't take them
back.
Stop. And maybe there's an update that I'm not aware of. My guess here is that because Dum Dums are a food item.
Oh, they can't take it back.
Can't take it back.
Oh my God.
And once the guy just, and hey, can't fault the Amazon driver either.
Listen.
He's just trying to do his thing once, but 30 cases of Dum Dums on your doorstep. What does he know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Maybe you're hooking it up for field day at your kid's school or whatever.
True.
So she went on social media, which is what we do, and went to the media, which is also what we do, and said, God, now what do I do with these? And people started, they said, I'll take some. And they started buying them off of her to help her out. She ended up selling them all. Eventually, Amazon, after the, you know, white hot heat of social media reached them, mm-hmm. reached out and said, no, 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 we're going to give you your money back.
Oh, no.
She had also contacted her bank to try to resolve it. So whatever. So Amazon wasn't taking the suckers back. So then Holly, remember the lady's name is Holly, told the Dum Dum buyers that she would donate their money if she ended up getting paid from Amazon.
Okay, sure.
That she would donate their money or the suckers if they no longer wanted them and they were just being cool. At this point, the story is that Amazon gave her money back. I don't know what happened to the rest of this stuff. And she's changed her settings on her phone so this doesn't happen again. And no word on if her son got any of the dum-dums, but he wouldn't have if it was my kid.
Listen, when you said she was going to the bank, I thought she was just going to donate the dum-dums to the bank because that's why I go to the bank. I get a little dum-dum. I deposit that's a right. check. I'm out.
Where would you? Where else do you get dum-dums? But at the bank.
Duh.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, and I'm going to tell you something super disgusting in just a second.
Oh, yay.
Get yourself, well, maybe two things that are kind of disgusting now that I think about it. In Japan, this is fun. In Japan, only 100% fruit juice can display a realistic cut fruit on the label.
Okay, good.
If it is 5% to 99% fruit juice, they may display a whole but unsliced fruit. Mm-hmm. Anything less than 5%, it is forbidden to display fruit on the label.
I love that. I think it's great.
It's kind of an interesting little code now.
Totally.
Like, yeah. And that's one of those that you know, one day you're lucky enough to take a vacation to Tokyo.
Yeah.
And you can amaze.
Dream.
You can amaze and annoy those around you. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, see? That's 100% right there.
I know.
That one's less than 5.
Dude, that's so me. I'm like, in Tokyo, they didn't do it.
Penguin poop emits laughing gas.
How?
That's all I got.
Got it.
Penguin.
Great.
You act like I know this stuff. I just.
Report. Just give me the information.
Sure. And don't ask me how on this one either, because I don't know.
All right.
You produce enough saliva every day to fill an entire wine bottle, if you so chose.
No way.
Over the course of your lifetime, you will fill up 53 bathtubs worth of saliva. Gross. I don't know why that's good. It's just gross to me.
Just saliva is gross.
And now are we all just conscious of our mouths watering?
Yeah. And
we all just went.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it's time to go.
Gotta go.
What are you? Let's Now let's jump. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Yes, sir. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. If you enjoy professional wrestling, I would suggest Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube. That's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
It's been a busy week. I don't have anything going today.
Way to go, dude.
That's
relax.
Weird. Tomorrow, Catholic Charities, their big fundraiser luncheon. I'll be out there trying to raise money for them. Oh, and then Saturday, the Boulder City Hospital Foundation. It's their big charity auction.
Awesome.
It's one of my favorite events. I love those guys out there. Although, don't I say that just about every event?
You do.
You know why? Because I only do stuff that I love.
Love it.
I don't do it for the check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that helps.
Way to live your life, babe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go live your life.
Yeah.
Go live your best life.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day. We'll see you back here for Friday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.